the counties which have already benefited from a revaluation have seen 35 to 40% reduction in the cost of rates. And of course, that's a huge, huge reduction. Rates are crippling businesses throughout all of Donegal. I understand from the Minister that the Rateable Valuation Office is committed to commencing the process late this year, but the whole process can take up to 2 years. So many businesses will suffer in the intervening period and may well go out of business.
A large part of any council's budget meeting is figuring out how much money you're going to have to make from rates in order to make up your revenue budget. If this just happens with a revaluation, that means Donegal County Council's budget goes down 30%, its income goes down 30%. If there isn't a response from government, if there isn't an alternative stream, then Seamus Neely and his team could be in trouble.
That's precisely the point. The local authority depends very much on this. But the more businesses that fail as a result of the exorbitant cost of rates, then the council are losing. And if it is reduced, I believe that that would result in a greater investment in various sectors, and particularly the tourism sector. It doesn't mathematically follow there is a reduction that the council will lose as a result of this. And I agree it's archaic, and I believe the system and the rates should be related to net profit rather than turnover. The whole system needs to be reviewed, and in the meantime, Rateable Valuation Office needs to carry out a review, and afterwards it would be policy, of course, that would dictate what new type should be taken into consideration.